With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky this afternoon in Florida for talks on a new peace plan with Russia.
The Ukrainian president says the 20-point peace plan under discussion is about 90% ready and that the two leaders will talk about security guarantees for Ukraine, an economic agreement, and territorial issues. Negotiators have been reporting steady progress in recent weeks as they seek an end to Russia's nearly four-year war against Ukraine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday confirmed that Canada will give his country a new assistance package after he spoke with European leaders all amidst the peace talks. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Zelensky stopped in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and thanked Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney for joining him in, quote, speaking with our friends in Europe about bringing the war between Ukraine and Russia to an end. Carney told reporters that, quote, a just and lasting peace needs a willing Russia. He condemned Russia's strikes on Kyiv on Saturday, which killed at least one person and left over 20 people hurt. Carney announced a further, quote, $2.5 billion worth of economic assistance that helps unlock financing from the IMF, World Bank, and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
France, Germany, the EU, and the UK are striking back at a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on five Europeans that the Trump administration accuses of pressuring tech firms to censor or suppress American views. The EU's executive branch, the European Commission, which supervises tech regulation on the continent, is warning it will take action against any, quote, unjustified measures. Google's corporate parent has announced an agreement to buy data center energy specialist Intersect for nearly $5 billion as part of an effort to secure the vast amounts of electricity it'll need to power AI. This is SRN News. One of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the three tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as, quote, money-hungry Jews. She had been selected to lead Mamdani's Office of Appointments, having worked in the office more than a decade ago. A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts, knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. They have gone hog wild.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Derrick Henry rushed for a season-high 216 yards and matched a career high with four touchdown runs as the Ravens beat the Packers 41-24 and kept their playoff hopes alive in the NFL gambit. Henry had three touchdown runs in the first half and another later. The Texans, meantime, beat the Chargers 20-16. They clinch a playoff spot. This is SRN News.